As we continue through Psalm 119, this morning we're going to be in section the section beginning with verse 161. Psalm 119, verses 161 through 168. And actually, we're just going to focus in on one verse in this section, really. Psalm 119, verse 161. Princes persecute me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. I hate and abhor lying, but I love your law. Seven times a day I praise you because of your righteous judgments. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Lord, I hope for your salvation, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. There are a number of great verses that stand out in Psalm 119 as what I would call memory verses. Verse 105 is familiar to both to most of us. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And I really like verse 11. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. In this section we have another one that I would call a great memory verse. Verse 165, which says, great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. In what ways does this verse stand out as a good memory verse? Well, it addresses our greatest spiritual need, which is peace. Because by nature, apart from grace, we are enemies of God, and we need peace with God. That's our greatest need. But we also need peace with our circumstances, including our fellow man and whatever may be going on between us and our fellow man. This verse brings to mind a similar verse in Isaiah 26:3, which says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. So the peace that God provides, according to the prophet Isaiah, is connected to keeping our mind fixed on him, which follows from our trust in him. But to trust in God thoroughly and deeply, we must first know Him. And that's where this verse, verse 165, comes in. To know Him, we must know what He has revealed about Himself through His Word or His Law, as the psalmist calls it. Verse 165 says, of those who love God's Word, nothing causes them to stumble. Well, what could potentially cause us to stumble? Well, sin can cause us to stumble. Lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. Trials can cause us to stumble, especially when accompanied by a focus on self instead of a focus on God. I often think back on a time when I was stumbling badly in the midst of a severe trial. I was a believer at the time, and so did I not love God's law? If I had, the Bible tells me nothing would cause me to stumble. Well, I did love God's law, but I didn't love it enough to dig deeply into it and press into the point of understanding and being thoroughly convinced of the attributes of God. For example, I wasn't thoroughly convinced of God's sovereignty, of His wisdom. I had very little concept of God's glory, and I especially doubted His love for me. I remember thinking, well, obviously I need thus and so, So why doesn't God love me enough to provide? Of course, God did provide faithfully for my needs, abundantly, but in His perfect timing, not my timing. And His faithfulness compared to my doubts are the kinds of things that stick in my mind and helps me now to have a better understanding of His character. So I do pray that the next time I have to go through a severe trial, I'll love His Word enough to turn there to be reminded of who God is. And the outcome of that will be great peace have those who love your law and nothing causes them to stumble.